The XMM cluster survey analysis of the SDSSDR8 Red MAP per catalog. Implications for scatter, selection bias, and isotropy in cluster scaling relations, by P.A. Giles et al. In this paper we present the X-ray analysis of SDSSDR8 Red MAP per SDSSRM clusters using data products from the XMM cluster survey, XCS. In total, 1189 SDSSRM clusters fall within the XMM Newton footprint. This has yielded 456 confirmed detections accompanied by X-ray luminosity, LX, measurements. Of the detected clusters, 382 have an associated X-ray temperature measurement, TX. This represents one of the largest samples of coherently derived cluster TX values to date. Our analysis of the X-ray observable to richness, lambda, scaling relations has demonstrated that scatter in the TX-lambda relation is roughly a third of that in the LX-lambda relation, and that the LX-lambda scatter is intrinsic, i.e. will not be significantly reduced with larger sample sizes. Our analysis of the scaling relation between LX and TX has shown that the fits are sensitive to the selection method of the sample, i.e. whether the sample is made up of clusters detected serendipitously, compared to those deliberately targeted by XMM. These differences are also seen in the LX-lambda relation and, to a lesser extent, in the TX-lambda relation. Exclusion of the emission from the cluster core does not make a significant impact to the findings. A combination of selection biases is a likely, but as yet unproven, reason for these differences. Finally, we have also used our data to probe recent claims of anisotropy in the LX-TX relation across the sky. We find no evidence of anisotropy, but stress that this may be masked in our analysis by the incomplete declination coverage of the SDSSDR8 sample. This was the XMM cluster survey analysis of the SDSSDR8 Red MAP per catalog. Implications for scatter, selection bias, and isotropy in cluster scaling relations, by P.A. Giles et al.